Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Let's welcome Ibrahim Yusuf Saloji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful morning, Ibrahim?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Uncle Shafad, I am doing fantastic. Today, I'm here at the south coast, here in Shelly Beach. I've come for a little break, what we call making memories. You know, these are priceless. I'm here with my family. My brother's from Johannesburg. He's down. So we had everybody over for a braai last night. It was a games night. And you know what? Talking about that centipede, it's not as simple as you sound. Make it sound, man. You know what? I think I jumped out of my skin, man. As I walked into the mall, I was wearing sandals. Now, I always get told, you know, don't wear sandals. Wear your proper clothes, shoes, man. Come on, dress up decently. But no, you think Ibrahim Yusuf Saloji listens? Never. So anyway, I'm walking to the mall and all of a sudden I feel something jump into my shoe. Immediately there and then I didn't care. I kicked my shoe out and here this thing is crawling up and down. And you know, the guy caught the hammerhead shark with Suhail Ola. He comes and says, what's wrong with you? Why are you kicking your shoes out? I said, look what's inside there. And eventually I snap off this picture of the centipede and I send it to one of my friends who is a snake expert. Me and her used to, whenever I used to catch snakes, everything, I was a wild boy back in the day. And I used to send her the pictures and ask her, is this venomous, non-venomous? Then I know how to carry myself. And she says, Ibrahim, put that thing down, huh? Don't do stupid things now.
Oh, so it's venomous indeed, because I see them quite often. They look like a scorpion without the tail, Ibrahim.
Indeed, they did. You know what? This one just looked different from all the other ones that I usually seen around. And it moved with such speed. I couldn't believe it. And this one literally was lunging, jumping off the air. Actually caused quite a bit of panic in my situation.
Well, I think, you know, you get them in various colors. You get the greenish one, then you get the reddish one with a yellowish tinge. I know them all because I watch them. You know, I'll share an experience with you. Yesterday, I went to feed the chicken. I mean, you've been into my yard. You know how my hen, my pens look there, right? But there was another section, which is a very beautiful section indeed, where all the birds come. I feed them. I have their water. But Ibrahim, as I got in there, I saw a snake which had a bird in its mouth, and it was actually taking it in. And I stood there, and I said, what do I do here? What do I do? And my natural instinct was, you know, they say when you see a snake, you know what to do. I don't know, when you see a snake, what do you do, Ibrahim?
So prior to this, in the last couple of years, I actually was a self-taught snake handler. So I used to go out catching the snakes and obviously I was a big fan of them, you know, to take pictures with them. If I go see them in a bush, I was dealing with them. I actually got bitten a few times as well, but shukran alhamdulillah, nothing too serious. But eventually, one day, Mulana came to me and said, you know what, Ibrahim, we know that you're doing a service to the public by handling these snakes. But you know what? A snake in our culture is an example of a punishment of the grave. And you just handling them and being friendly with them may come across as somebody who's arrogant or doesn't respect it as a punishment. And from that day, I made a promise to myself. I said, Ibrahim, you know what? If that is what it's supposed to mean, then you know what? We will look at them from a distance, but we won't, you know, handle them anymore. And if need be to dispose of them humanely, we'll do that indeed.
You're talking about dispose now. In my situation, you want to listen to it. What happened? I got in there and I looked at it and I looked at the snake and it was quite a long one, but it was taking the bird in slowly but surely. I don't know what snake it was. So it was a brownish with like white stripes on it. So what I did, I went for the hoe and you know the rest. And this is what I did. And because I'm the same story, I've got many Alim friends. And they told me, Chef, you don't know what that snake is. Could be a jinn. It could be the shaitan and all that. This is how they told me. You check a snake, any snake, Chef, kill it. So I listened to my Maulana friend. And I did that, Ibrahim.
You know what? Sometimes we go to do stuff that's, you know, difficult as it seems, but you know, if it's right, it's right. This is where we stand out as Muslims. You know what, based on principle, we don't have to go on social norms. We have to go on principle. So you know what, you had to do what you had to do and you stepped up and you did it, so well done for that.
Hey, it worried me the whole day, man. That poor snake, I could see the bird in the mouth and this and that. But generally, as a rule, you know, when these snakes come, you know, we're living in a jungle here, Ibrahim. You're living in my same town. We're living in a jungle that's full of snakes and full of green snakes and garden snakes and green mambas and mongoose and the fish eagle. Name it, we got it. All of them come and visit us. So the snake comes quite often into the home. And what I do, I tell the snake, you know what, I don't want to kill you. You just have to go. So I take some of this jace fluid, I throw it, and when they move out very harmlessly. They all move out. They move out. And sometimes if they're stubborn, then, you know, then you take that other option out. But alhamdulillah, you know, this is how we react and this is what we do. As we move on, Ibrahim, and, you know, looking at your surroundings, Shady Beach is a beautiful part of the world. And alhamdulillah, you know, unwinding and getting to that. You are far, far, far from the E. coli that is infesting the Indian Ocean in, you know, upper, the near the East Coast. So you ride down the South Coast. Tell the people the difference of the water in the part you are, the part where we can see Durban. It's only 16 kilometers away from me, Ibrahim.
You know what? This atmosphere is completely different. Currently, Uncle Shafad, I'm sitting out on a grass bank. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to imagine this here, right? So I'm going to change the whole vibe in the whole studio right now. I'm going to explain to you where I am right now. So next to Shelley Center is a small little bay, all right? Very, very quiet. I'm sitting in one of the flats over there. I'm spitting distance from the ocean. Spitting distance. I'm sitting on a little grass bank. This salty sea spray that's misty around me. I can smell it. I can smell the salt running through my veins right now. It's misty. It's hazy. There's a few trees that scattered out in front of me, and they're littered with little troops of monkeys. I mean, I'm seeing huge, dominant males. I'm seeing, you know what, the females carrying the babies. And there, between everything, I can see the ocean gently, gently rubbing to. You know what, you can see the tide pushing slightly to the right. I mean, there's a slight direction. The water has a slight chocolate color to it, which indicates good fishing for cob or the flats like sand sharks. It's absolutely peaceful, tranquil. Every sense in your body can actually taste, feel, hear, whatever it is, experience the ocean.
Brahim, I closed my eyes on Eddie A. I tell you, I nearly forgot the mute button here. But you were absolutely brilliant. Now, as you know, as your English teacher, I'll give you 10 out of 10 for that. You took me into the visualization. I could see the trees. I could see the embankment. I know the color of your building perhaps could be white. And also, you know, through the sand and into the ocean, when you brought in the chocolate color, I knew exactly it must have rained overnight for the ocean to have turned that color. And they, as you said, in the murky waters, you could get your cob and all these other fish, and be careful of the murky waters when the shark can come and take off your ankles. And you know what? You did a brilliant job indeed. You have got the gift of the gab. But the important thing is that you brought it alive, Ibrahim. Your father, Yusuf, will, you know what, will hug you and celebrate you. Nay, the whole Salaji clan will say, hey, we got a master in the clan, Ibrahim.
You know, I just want to make people proud. At the end of the day, I'm trying my own little side hustle. I'm trying my thing. I'm trying to make a difference in the world. Uncle Shafar, you have made a difference in my life and in the life of many people around me. You know, constantly when the name Uncle Shafar comes out, it's like, you know what, he was there with us playing table tennis. He was there with us, you know, playing cricket.
Wow.
And you know what, I've honestly just heard only good stuff about how you were there coaching the people, you know what, encouraging the people. And from day one, you encouraged me as well. I want to make my own difference in my own way into the world today, even if it means bringing a little bit of excitement.
Wow. From
Marcus Sahaba, talking about the ocean, talking about the centipede, about my misfortune with the centipede, talking about this experience that I can share. But everybody gets a chance to go to Shelley Beach. But you know what? If I can live it a little bit and share it with you, and you can be excited with me like this morning, I mean, my day is made, your day is made. I mean, just bring happiness on the people.
I tell you, Ibrahim, you know, you made me like, there's a tear in my eye, because I started off at a very young age, motivating and training and coaching. I must have been 14, At the age of 13, Ibrahim, I owned my own soccer club. Imagine, I was 13 years old, but I owned a senior club. And I remember we came first, I mean third in the division. A young lighty buying the oranges, bought the kit. I used to organize transport. We went and I used to attend the meetings. And then at the masjid, I remember we had a running group that after Maghrib, I must have been at that age 14. But even the muazzin used to join us and we all used to run. And subsequently went into table tennis coaching, tennis, soccer, name it. I did it all, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Ibrahim, you gave me an idea. Both you and I should get a group of youth together and let's teach them how to broadcast, how to do public speaking, and how to be positive. I want you there as my right-hand man. And you know what? Let's go for it. What's your idea?
I think that's absolutely amazing. I mean, teach the boys, teach them, you know what, break away from your cocoon. Imagine if just 1% of the people realize that they can make a difference, they will make a difference. And you know what, the world will be a much more positive place. You know, people wouldn't be afraid to talk about their experiences, spread their happiness. And this idea is fantastic. You know what, you've proved it with your table tennis and you are successful at what you do. I mean, with your success and maybe my younger energy, this motivation can come through. I'm sure
inshallah.
Your legacy will be ringing in the hearts of people for many, many years to come.
No, absolutely. And as you know, the fact is that I've lectured to many ulama, you know, alims from around the world, how to do broadcasting, how to do public speaking, and that and that. Being with Sheikh Ahmad Didat, being his editor, I mean, I come in with a wealth of experience, Allah. You know, I'm very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Bhai Padia, rahimullah, close to him, taking for a haircut, you know, every morning giving me nasiha, and, you know, we had a lot of fun with him. And also, you're talking about Maulana Harun, rahimullah. I used to play soccer with him. Maulana was a brilliant soccerite also, and so much to share with you, Ibrahim. Your dad and I, we got a history also. So, alhamdulillah, you know, Allah keep the taluk, Allah keep that muhabbah. And this is why I bring you on air, because you are very fluent indeed, and you have a vision that inshallah will keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. And also, inshallah, Allah will give you the strength and the power to progress and leave a legacy. As you said, you know, we're in the dunya for a short while, and you know, when we grow up, it's like, hey, when you just blink an eye, and hey, time has fleeted by, but you can stay as young as you want just by with your spirit and being efficacious, and that this is exactly what you are. Now, as you look around you in Shirley Bees, having all the family members, what is some of the issues that you discuss? You know, sometimes there are some members that you haven't seen for the whole year, but this is when, you know, the whole family gets together and you're talking to each other. What are some of the issues that the family discusses, Ibrahim?
You know what, at this point in time, a lot of the people are discussing, you know, why are we only doing this once a year? I mean, is it so bad that, you know what, all our lives are so busy, you know what? And we also discuss why certain family members don't come. You know, why is some cousins here, some is not here? What can we do differently to accommodate more people and to build the bond between the families? You know what? At this moment, life is so fast-paced. We have constantly work to do. We have kids in school. You know what? There's our own lives in different areas. I mean, we're coming from Port Chipson to Isipingo to Pietermaritzburg to Stanger to Kokstad. So the area, the people are not close by behind. And obviously, just living life every day, nobody gets a chance to see one another. So when we are having these functions, we love it when everybody comes together. And you know what? A lot of the time, we're discussing childhood memories, you know, what funny moments when we were kids, these sort of things that obviously bring back us to the past. We don't worry about what's around us, the complications. You know, at the moment, in every family, there's family politics or something like this. Yeah, leave that in its place. We are here as cousins. We are here as family. We are here as friends. We are here because we want to unite our families. Because in this day and age, family is everything as well. You've got to remember that.
You know, you said it so beautifully. And human beings, by the very nature, you know, all are not alike. And, you know, they say five fingers are not alike, or the contours on your fingers are not alike. But you try and build bridges, and you get the type of individual that will try very hard. You'll find that individual, no matter how much you get, you know, reach out to them, they still say, no, 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 no. So you just let it be. But alhamdulillah, the plea coming from a young man who is, you know, not focused on negativity, but on positivity. You can hear that resonating, coming through very strongly, Ibrahim. And alhamdulillah, as we all know, that we, in our recess of our hearts, we have a favorite family member and sometimes not a favorite family member. But in your case, who's your favorite family member? Tell me.
For my immediate family or for my cousins?
Give me both sides.
From my immediate family, you know what, I love my I only have one brother and one sister, and I love them with all my heart. But my most important and my most favorite would be my father. My father is my hero. My father is who I am today. It's because of my father that, you know what, I can call myself the man that I am today. There is nothing in the world I won't do for my father. You know what, my family is everything for me as well, but if I was to single out one person, it would be my father, my hero. That's one person there. And maybe for my cousins and extended family, the guy that I went shark fishing with, Suhail Ola, I would say he and I are pretty close. You know what, I've been there for him in some of his worst times, and likewise, he's been there for me. I've counted out on him many times, and he's never let me down. So, alhamdulillah, those are the two people that I would have to say are my favorites.
I tell you, Yusuf Salaji, hey, your lighting made you proud, eh? You're making me proud, too. I mean, your father told you that him and I were friends, Ibrahim.
Gee, he didn't tell me I mustn't give you a hard time, you know what? With your knowledge, expertise, and experience, you can take me quite far in life. You know what? He said I should listen to you. I shouldn't be stubborn as much. But I told him, you know what? If I'm going to treat you the same way I treat him, I have to give you a hard time. I mean, everything is not roses. You know what? Even the roses got some thorns. So now and then you'll find me giving you a bit of hard time on air. But you know what, Uncle Shafat? I've spoken to your supervisor, your wife. And I told her that one of the segments, I'm going to be reversing the role and I'm going to be interviewing you because you got away with this for a very long time. Now, hey. I'm going to start asking you some questions. So I speak to your supervisor, you got no say.
Right, let's do it now. Come, I'm ready for it. I ask Boniface. I don't need any preparation. I'm ready for you. Go for it. I'm waiting for you. Come. Bismillah.
You ready? Are you sure?
100%.
Okay, so I'm starting from the start again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And on this fine morning, we have joining us in our studio, Uncle Shafat. Uncle Shafat, tell me a little bit more about how you're doing this fine morning.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Ibrahim Salaji doing well. Taking in the deep breath of from the Indian Ocean, feeling good, feeling strong. And after making obeisance to our maker, creator, sustainer, can it be any better, Ibrahim?
Fantastic, Uncle Shafat. So doing my homework, I found out that not only are you brilliant at the radio station or broadcasting, table tennis and that, but I hear you're a little bit of a cook. Tell me some of your most favorite dishes.
Well, I'm not a little bit of a cook. I'm a fully fledged cook. I can even, take a deksha and dive into the deep end of cooking. Well, I can make you a beautiful palau. I can make you palau. The other thing is kalio. Yeah, a very important thing. Biryani, dal goes. Name it. I can do it for you. If you want the sugar beans or broad beans, I'll make it there. I can roll out a roti for you. And I can just dish it out in a platter, giving you with kumquat pickle. I can give you carrot pickle if you want. I can even dice some onions and chilies and put some vinegar there and say, enjoy, Ibrahim, enjoy.
Alhamdulillah, that sounds fantastic. And tell me something, who inspired you to cook?
The inspiration comes from the best cooks in the world. We all say the best cooks in the world. And that happened to be my mom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill her cupboard with noor and give her the highest stages of Jannat and all our moms that have made parda from the dunya. I used to sit at the table in the kitchen and sit and watch mom cook and how she made a soji and how she made a akni and how she made a dal and goat and all these things. And slowly but surely, I picked it up from mom. And I used to even, the food before it was cooked, I'd say, Ma, I want to taste something. She said, it's not cooked yet. I want to taste, So alhamdulillah, I got it from mother, dear mother, Ibrahim.
Alhamdulillah, that sounds fantastic. It gives me actually quite a good memory of my grandmother when I used to walk into the kitchen and she used to cook. And I used to be there, can I taste something from the pot? And she would say, yes, my son, taste something and tell me how's the salt. She knew it was perfect, but she still took my opinion and made me feel important in the kitchen. So Alhamdulillah, you know what? Fantastic memories. Now, Uncle Shafat, I'm sitting here in the South Coast. I'm still sitting outside in the wild here. And you know what has come across me right now? Two blue duiker. So very rarely you're going to see a buck in a wild right in front of you within meters from you. Now, what's your opinion of wildlife?
Well, I think wildlife something is important. Wildlife is an indicator how well the planet is breathing or how well it's surviving. The more you see of this buck, I mean, we living in a place called Sepingo Beach, we used to have bambies. But now and then, in the bank that I live on, one or two bambies do come and I leave some water out for them. You won't believe it, Ibrahim. I'll call you one day. I want you to see the footprints. They actually are here in my backyard and they come and visit me, once in a blue moon. But they're drinking at night. They're coming and drink their water there, Ibrahim. But as I said, wildlife, you can feel it, whether it's thriving. I think in the small jungle we have here in Sepingo Beach, we do have lovely wildlife. We have lovely fish eagles flying around. The kingfishers come and visit us. And I don't know if I saw a hoopoe now and then, but Allahu Alam. Go ahead, Ibrahim.
Absolutely fantastic. You know what? I share the same sentiments. You know what? I'm absolutely a lover of wildlife. And to look at bucks so close to me, not in a cage, not in a wildlife, it's indicating that the wildlife is thriving. And you know what? We are doing something right. But getting back onto topic here, we are in the festive season. December has passed. What's the plan for the rest of December for you?
I'm on air 24/7 and 92 hours a month. Yes, I plan that. I mean, on holiday, alhamdulillah, you know, your home should be like a holiday. Your home should be paradise, isn't it? This is where, and when I look at the surroundings around me, alhamdulillah, Noor ala Noor, Sepingo Beach itself is a holiday. The place is a holiday mode. So, alhamdulillah, I think I'll ready to go for a real big holiday. It's a day when I meet my maker, my creator. But yeah, we do have plans. We move here, there. Sometimes we fly up to Johannesburg where the kids are and things like that. And traveling overseas and all that. You have to think about that very deeply because, you know, sometimes when you leave your home, you don't know who's going to dive into there and who's going to do what and what. So it's a bit, quite a tricky situation, Ibrahim.
That's absolutely stunning. You know, I appreciate the advice you've given. You know, look to your future. Your real destination is your maker. So what advice you have for my followers this morning, Uncle Shafat, with regards to maybe this festive period and going forward?
Going forward is, what you should do, number one, the attitude of gratitude. Just be grateful for whatever you've been given, whatever you have. And, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Also, be someone that's always motivating others. Be someone that will always, will be missed if you're not around, if you're not in the people's company. And be someone that will, inshallah, be a voracious reader like Ibrahim, like yourself. You know, readers make good speakers, and readers who read and who keep a close proximity with the noble Quran are those that will shine out like a beacon in this world of darkness, Ibrahim.
Alhamdulillah, you know what? You've been fantastic for my first interview. You're doing absolutely great. You know what? I sense a little bit of nerves in your ear, but it's normal. I know you haven't been pulled a spoon or reverse card before, but you know what? I am a different contestant on your interview over here. Jazakallah so much for allowing me this opportunity to interview you. It's a tick on my bucket list. I really appreciate it, Uncle Shafat.
Well, you're most welcome, and I didn't feel that nervous. I felt rather very confident indeed. Maybe you perceive me that way, but great indeed. And Ibrahim, I give you a 10 out of 10, asking those right questions. And alhamdulillah, you will get many more opportunities of doing interviews and so forth. Perhaps your parting words this morning, Ibrahim?
Alhamdulillah, I want to share the same parting words as you have, you know, the attitude of gratitude. But I want to add in, try and spread some smiles this morning. You know what, it's a festive period. People are always warning others about it. But you know what, you can have fun where you are having it currently in your own home. As you said, those who have been out, try and stay safe, but try and keep happy. Join the families. bring the muhabbat together. And you know what? Inshallah, life will become much better.
Absolutely. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. Ibrahim, absolutely brilliant. Someone that at short notice, here you are, and really adding value to our broadcast this morning. Allah keep you. Allah bless you. Enjoy your family members. Enjoy your break there. And inshallah, we'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.